This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel, and this week Michelle Norris and I are in New Orleans. We are here at a time of taking stock. It is 6 months since the levees broke and large parts of this city flooded. Homes were washed away. People fled to Baton Rouge, to Texas, and Arkansas. Families struggled to resume normal life, jobs, school, community, after they were dispersed. 6 months ago, some of the unluckiest folks made their way here through high water and lawless streets to the Ernest N. Morial Convention Center. Many waited 5 long days for buses to come. Somehow, they had been forgotten by the authorities. NPR's John Burnett was here then, and he's here with me now. John, a pretty different place today than it was 6 months ago.
It's hard to describe how radically different it is, Robert. When producer Ann Hawk and I were here on the fourth day after the storm that Thursday, it turns out 15 to 20,000 people in this enormous structure and spilling out onto the sidewalk.
Even 4 or 5 days, thousands of people in one place create a society of sorts.
That's right. And in some ways, they created the roles necessary for their own survival. They had foragers. They had people who went out and brought back food. They formed self-protection units. There was a group of Vietnamese who formed a circle around the women and children to protect them from these marauding bands of young men who were drunk on looted liquor. There were other men who had made a sort of security pact to protect the defenseless in case some of these predators at night would set upon them. There were people who stood out here on this sidewalk and started singing spirituals to keep their spirits up. They erected handmade crosses, and as one of the men who witnessed this told me, he said, "This is our area. We're about church. We ain't about no trouble."
There were stories of things that happened here in the convention center which have not borne out, some horrible stories of crime and murder inside the building.
One of the most lurid rumors was about a young girl who allegedly had her throat slit and had been raped, and her body was left in a second-story bathroom. We now know there are 4 confirmed deaths in the convention center during that 5-day ordeal, none of which was a young woman who had her throat slit. I've asked the authorities about this before. They said these were emotional hallucinations at the time. There were so many rumors. There was so much wild information. As you recall, at one point they said there was 30 bodies in a walk-in freezer in here, which never turned out to be true. But anything seemed possible at the time. When civil order completely breaks down and there's no one coming to help and there's no news, rumors become the fact of the day.
6 months later, the convention center is not completely operational, but we are standing in a large, clean hall. People are using this facility. Looks better than a lot of East European airport terminals I've seen. It's back in business.
And they're ahead of schedule, actually. They have done a remarkably fast cleanup job here. There are 3 Mardi Gras balls that were held in the convention center this carnival season. The conventions in the future, of all things, the Air and Waste Management Association is going to be meeting here. The city clerk's office has opened up a satellite office here, and this is where the mayoral candidates have to qualify for office. So it's very much back in business.
Thank you, John.
My pleasure.
It's NPR's John Burnett returning to this building that he covered 6 months ago, the Convention Center in New Orleans.